Can you say, Andy, whether we get hit by an asteroid or anything like that?
Well, there was catastrophic information that was revealed in one of the time probes. Let me describe it. I don't remember anything involving being struck by an object from space. But there was a very, very basically dangerous chronovisor probe that was undertaken on November 5th of 1971 at the ITT Defense Communications Facility in Nutley, New Jersey, which then and now is literally physically adjacent to the Defense Logistics Agency branch that's there in Nutley, New Jersey. And for that probe to the future, there was such a high-intensity light generated by the crystal array in the chronovisor that we actually had to wear a crystal helmet and a protective spacesuit-like suit, a garb, that was sputter-coated with titanium to literally physically protect us from the energy field that we were placed in. During that probe, we went forward for about a half hour to remotely view the status of the U.S. Supreme Court building as it would appear on the Mall in Washington, D.C. in the year 2013. And I do believe that year was selected because of the concern regarding the Mayan prophecy and what may befall us, on December 21st of 2012. And what I saw during that probe and reported to the lieutenant commander from the Office of Naval Intelligence, who debriefed me when my clothing was removed on the stage, my boots were poured out, not, I believe, from water, but actually my own perspiration. It was so hot in that suit. I was taken down the hall, and the lieutenant commander from ONI asked me, okay, Andy, tell me about the target. The target is what we had been trained at some exercises at Curtis Wright to actually focus on and look quickly to the left and right when the forward momentum of this particular probe stopped. And essentially what this was that event as it was forming prior to the collapse of the wave function in that area of the quantum hologram where that future event on that timeline was stored but had not yet occurred from the perspective of our position in the time-space continuum. And what I saw and reported to the Office of Naval Intelligence is that the U.S. Supreme Court building was under about 100 feet of brackish water. In fact, there was algae growing on the stately columns in the front of that building. But I hasten to add that we can't use that information to be apprehensive about the idea that there will be a catastrophe in 2012 involving, let's say, substantial coastal flooding that would place Washington, D.C. underwater, because all of the chronovisor probes were to adjacent timelines in the multiverse. In fact, I think something significant about my investigation that I can offer to the discussion about time travel, both in science and parascience, is that Project Pegasus proved the existence of the multiverse, the notion that the quantum hologram consists of a multiple set of adjacent timelines that are essentially similar, but that differ slightly, and are sort of densely packed, internested sets of timelines. Because when I was being sent multiple times to the assassination of President Lincoln, I had been trained to go through the lobby and up the stairs.